So yeah, you've already faced it before. You've already faced off with it before. Person, place, or thing. Because think about it. Well, now the only thing you, if you're not saved and you're still in the flesh and you got a spirit-filled believer walking in front of you, you haven't faced off with that one. That's, but I'm talking to the saved people. If you're saved, you faced off with it before. If Jesus was sitting right here beside me and he started to talk, I would understand him because I have the spirit of truth. If you have the spirit of the truth, you would understand. Now, he's going to be talking at higher levels than most people could ever understand. But if you have really meditated on his word and thought about life, all the different aspects of life, you're going to understand him. Yeah, he might be able to say stuff that you don't understand, but he wouldn't say it if you didn't. He wouldn't say it if you didn't think you could grasp hold of it. You know? Think about it. The early church spoke in different languages. They spoke in different languages. Care what it is, you've already seen it before. Let's say you go to a job interview. Anything you do, you've already seen it before. If you feel like you've never seen it before, do the simulation before you have to do it. And then once you do the simulation, you're good to go. I rode a train recently, and I've never done that before. But in my mind, I played it out. You go get your ticket. You sit there in the depot, and you wait for it to load. You wait for the train to arrive, and you load. And they assign you a seat. You get on the seat, and you ride. You've done it before. Tweetsie Railroad or whatever it was called when you were a kid. You might have rode a little train when you were a kid. If you've never flown in an airplane, you know you're going to have to park somewhere and pay the toll. Or get an Uber, and you're gonna go up. Say I'm loading. You got to go through the checkpoint. I got to check your luggage. You can imagine it in your mind. I've seen it before in little small micro examples. If you've not seen it completely, you've seen it in little doses. Seen it before, everything. And if you haven't, God will prepare you and he will supernaturally show you stuff. I promise you, in the last video, that short I did, a person's face will morph to remind you of somebody that they did this situation that you were in, and it's the same situation, you find out later it's the exact same. That face, that person's face morphed to look like somebody. It was the same face. And then weeks or months later, oh yeah, I remember. It looked like somebody else that I dealt with, and sure enough, the same thing happened. The exact same thing happened. I've rented to people for 30 years. Maybe 25 years. And so, every personality that shows up on the scene, I've already seen it. And even before I rented, I was working in an industry where I met all kinds of people. Written. Some people are so convoluted and have no peace that they have to create drama to get attention. So convoluted but with no peace, they have to create drama to get attention. And you're just shaking your head like, what is that about? Why are they doing that? Then you realize it's an internal issue. It's all internal. And so you don't accept, you don't receive that as reflection of you. You realize that's their perspective on reality, and it's not accurate, but they think it's accurate. A lot of people look at you and they think they know who you are, and they don't. They only see one little piece and they think they know you. Until they walked in your world with you, you're on the job dealing with all kinds of people. You're at the mall, the grocery store, the food line. You're at some kind of store. Or you're dealing with a riders or whatever. They don't know you unless they've seen all different aspects of your little world, you know. They only know their perception, their little world. They only know their perception from their worldview. And so they project onto you what they think they think you are when it's not even you. And you're like, you don't even know me. Do you really think I'm gonna acquiesce to that? Have you lost your ever-living mind? You know? It's wild stuff. You see it with salespeople. Salespeople really try to convince you to buy a car and make it your idea. There's people out there like that. There's people in the world that will study all the books and all this. How to win friends and influence people and all these sales books. And they think that's normal. Because somebody wrote a book, they think it's okay to manipulate somebody and try to get them to step in something and make it their idea. They give these little code words, neuro-linguistic programming. So they'll give these little code words. And if you're not self-aware, you don't even know they're programming you to think like them. And they're actually programming you to think it's your idea, but it was their idea all along to do their will, but make you think it was your will, your choice. Seriously, now if that ain't sick. Most of the salesmen get rich because of that kind of stuff. And so they got rich because they're salesmen and they're good at NLP, and it's sick. They're sick. S-I-C-K. NLP is a sick individual. But the world has made it like it's okay. If I can manipulate you to do my will, then shame on you. You're a fool. You're an idiot. But I got my will, and I sold that car, or I sold that house, or whatever. But it's sick. And what's going to happen with that kind of person, as they get older, they've created this pattern in their mind. And that pattern is like so ingrained, they don't even know it's wrong. And the only way you can face off, the only way they will ever know it's wrong is somebody like myself hits them upside the head with the truth and say, oh, so you've been trained to be a salesman using NLP, and you think that's normal to manipulate somebody, do your will, and make them think it was their will all along? You think that's not demonic? You don't think that's a devil? A master manipulator? For real. It's a devil trying to get you to do their will and make you think it was your will all along. That's a devil. That's a devil. Instead of just telling you straight up, this is what I want to do. Can we do this? Or are you in agreement with this? I'm not playing mind games with you. This is what I want. I want you to buy this car, and I'll just be honest. That's why people hate salespeople, and they hate lawyers, and they hate politicians. And they hate the CIA, and the Freemasons, and the witches, because they're all playing these games. Because why? Genesis 3. You can be your own God. You can be God. You can manipulate 10 people to get what you want so you can get ahead of the game. You can make money off of these 10 people. They become your flying monkeys. You control their mind, their will, their emotions, their intellect. And so you think you're a god or a goddess because you're able to manipulate people. Ridiculous. And you're really a devil. You think you're a god or a goddess because you can use NLP, but you're really a devil. You're really a devil. And don't even know it. Because the world says you're cool. You should. The world tells you to do that. If you don't do it, you're a fool. That's what the world tells you. I know, because I went to college with a salesman. He became a millionaire within 10 years. And he was a master at it. He was proud of it. He laughed about it. He thought he had it going on. He probably still does. He's probably still making a lot of money. But what's going to happen is, I think he was a saved man. What's going to happen is eventually God's going to shut him down and show him one way or the other. It might be health or whatever, that he ain't the master of his destiny. A lot of people think they're the master of their destiny. And when God shuts them down, they get sick or something. Charles Stanley said that one time. When God wants to get his attention, puts him on a sick bed. You're the master of your destiny. You're your own God or goddess. And then when God says, okay, he did it with Nebuchadnezzar. You don't think there's, look, Nebuchadnezzar said, look what I've done. Look at all that I've done. And as soon as he said that out of his mouth, God knocked him down. And he started eating grass like a wild man. Like a beast. He thought he was the king of death. He thought he could control his destiny. Wild stuff, ain't it?